Today, we journey north to the Village of Libertyville as we continue the Your Hometown Tour. Ride with us all day as we explore Libertyville. You just may want to call it your hometown.
Not so long ago, I was taking my daughter to a basketball game, drove through Libertyville, and saw something called Dairy Dream. Looked like my kind of place. Stopped in, got some great soft serve, so we thought we'd get the co-owner on with us this morning. Justin Sinisvet, welcome, and how's business?
Thanks, Bob. Days like today, probably not great, but overall, it's been really, really, really good.
Yeah. Summer's coming. Give us a little history of this place, because it's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it was actually, it started out in 1961. The owner of the property was,
It was the zillionaire, wasn't it? Ken Griffin?
Company? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was his grandmother. His grandparents owned the property, and his grandfather passed, so she decided to lease it out to a couple of men who opened the Dairy Dream in April of 1961.
So when he owned it and when his company owned it, it was a different kind of business, wasn't it?
It was. It was some kind of a home oil business at that point.
Mm-hmm. And then you also have a Dairy Dream in Glenview, don't you?
Yeah, actually, it's the Glenview Dairy Bar. That one opened up actually in 1955, and they're getting ready to open up on Saturday, as a matter of fact, for the season. And same kind of business, soft serve, walk-up place, seasonal ice cream store, and basic part of the hometown.
And especially in Libertyville there, you're not too far from the Wisconsin border, so you must sell a lot of those Wisconsin cheese curds.
We sure do. Yeah, they're a customer favorite, and we get them directly from a cheese factory up in Wisconsin, family cheese factory called Henning's Wisconsin Cheese, and we batter and bread them, and customers love them.
Well, one of the great things about businesses like yours, and I know you do it, you sponsor all sorts of sports teams, don't you?
Sure. Absolutely, yeah. And it's great fun to see the kids come after the games and after the practices, and they're just having a good time, just being kids.
Talk about your flavor of the week and how you're helping animals in need.
Sure. So every week we do 28 different flavors of soft serve. That's one of the things that sets us apart from other places. But so every week we feature one of the different flavors, and 10% of the sales of that product go to Animal Education and Rescue, which is a local organization here in Libertyville. And they set up foster care for animals in need of homes. And they also have an orphanage. And they're just trying to match up animals with people who are looking for a great pet.
And I love how you also help people in need when there's a customer who changes their mind, or if there's some little mistake, you make a donation, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, the product, we don't throw them away. We put them in some kind of an airtight cup and take them over to the Libertyville Township food pantry. And apparently it's a big hit over there. We make a few, probably 5-6 drop-offs every year with a big box of ice cream. And people get something different other than the dry goods or box goods mm-hmm. that they would get there.
Justin, you have not been in this kind of business your whole life. I know originally you were doing something else. So what's the transition been like? How do you like this kind of work?
You know, generally speaking, I love it. I was working in finance and in accounting, and that was fine. But the life in an office gets kind of dull after 20 years or so. So my in-laws had the store over in Glenview, the dairy bar, and I thought, they were looking also to slow down a little bit. So I started helping out over there, and then the opportunity came up for the shop in Libertyville. So they bought it in 2007, and I've been up here ever since.
And it's a real family endeavor for you, isn't it?
100%. Yeah, my wife actually gave up her corporate career last year, so she's joining me every day. And to my shock and awe, she still shows up every day, even though I'm there. But and my kids have all been involved in the business as well, and they're grown now. But it's absolutely a family affair. My sister-in-law and brother-in-law, Luane and Chip, are running the Glenview store, and my wife and I are running this store up in Libertyville.
What's your address there in Libertyville, Justin?
1229 West Park Avenue, which is 176, just west of Butterfield.
All right. I need to stop in for a soft serve fix and to talk to you about sponsoring a softball team. And, of course, if anybody mentions our show over there at Dairy Dream, you get a complimentary napkin.
I love it.
Thanks for the time this morning. Continued success to you. And we love those small businesses, especially the ones like yours that serve ice cream. Take care, Justin.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. You too.
Your hometown.
Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNRadio.com/yourhometown.